This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl yesterday. Kansas City coach Andy Reid has said, you're darn right I'm going to the White House if invited. And he'll bring his team with him. So it's refreshing to hear that kind of thing. It was a great Super Bowl, 10-point comeback by the Kansas City Chiefs, down by 10 with only 7 minutes to go, 3rd and 15. They complete a 44-yard pass. They come back and win the game. Terrible clock management, by the way, by the coach Shanahan of San Francisco 49ers. But we do get a White House visit now by the Kansas City Chiefs and a patriotic coach, Andy Reid. I'll talk more about Super Bowl, President Trump's Super Bowl commercial in a minute. We just now were joined by our USA Radio affiliate, so you missed my opening monologue, which is about Rush Limbaugh and my prayers that all of us need to pray every night for Rush, the dean, the trailblazer, the leader of all conservative talk in this country for over 30 years. The guy is amazing, and he has advanced lung cancer. He made the announcement on his show today. Very brave of him and transparent of him to make that announcement. Just a class act, and he just proved it again. And so we all pray for him and hope that this goes well, and he wins this fight and wins the battle of his life, and he's back bigger and better and bolder and healthier than ever before in the saddle. For Premier Radio Network and iHeartRadio. Thank you, Rush, for all you've done for all of us. Great man. And clueless liberals are gleeful over Rush Limbaugh's cancer announcement, cheering him on, cheering on the cancer. Can you believe this? These are some of the responses on some of the tweets on Twitter. Sometimes, every once in a while, there is a tiny bit of justice. Another guy says, nothing of value will be lost. Another says a good news day. Another says one less conservative voice to deal with soon. As the end closes in, may he be crippled with regret and the terror of being truly alone. Another says there are few people I would feel this way about, but it would be disingenuous of me to not admit that the world would be a better place with no Limbaugh. And then finally, he used those lungs to spew hate, so this is payback. Folks, I've gotten my share of hate mail, my share of death threats, and my share of death wishes with people for no other reason other than my politics. Liberals send me mail that says, I hope you die a painful death of stomach cancer, and it takes a long time. You know, I mean, you just go, who would write something like that? What kind of a miserable, disgusting, vile person with no value in their life would have the thought or the time or the inclination to write something like that? But I've gotten plenty of those. Matter of fact, after I was on Bill Maher's show 3 years ago, Real Time on HBO, and I was so nice and so classy and so open-minded on the show. You know, I defended myself and Donald Trump and the Republican cause all the way, the whole show, the whole 60 minutes, but I did it in a nice way. And I never wanted to offend the audience, and I didn't want to offend the host, Bill Maher. So I was very nice. And what did I get when I get home? Death threats and death wishes. This is the liberal left. There's something wrong with them. There's absolutely something wrong with them. But here's the great news. And by the way, if Rush comes back bigger and better than ever before, sticks it in their craw. Good stuff. So we want you to get well soon, Rush, and we're all going to be praying for you. All of us appreciate what you've done for the conservative movement. And as I said in the open, which some of you just joined us and didn't hear it, the reason we had Republican presidents in the last 30 years, the reason we had Republican victories by Newt Gingrich taking over the Congress, and then John Boehner taking over the Congress and taking over the Senate, and Donald Trump winning, all of that had a lot to do with Rush Limbaugh. Thank you, Rush. Appreciate everything you've done. We're rooting for you. But there was an ad in last night's Super Bowl. Alice Johnson is an African-American woman who was imprisoned for life for a nonviolent drug crime. And Kim Kardashian took up her cause and took it to the White House and took it to President Trump. And President Trump took it to heart, and he fought for Alice Johnson. And when she got out of prison, she said, "Thank you, God, and thank you, President Donald John Trump. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love President Trump." Videos were recording that moment, and President Trump ran it in a commercial during the Super Bowl yesterday, going after the vote that has always been sacrosanct, right? The black vote belongs to the Democrat Party. No more. I've said for a long time now that President Trump should take it to them on Democrat soil. Go campaign in Bernie Sanders' backyard in Burlington, Vermont. Go campaign at Madison Square Garden in New York. Go campaign at Soldier Field in Chicago. Go campaign in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Take it to the Democrats in all these blue states and these deep blue cities, and you will see 100,000 people show up for a rally that only holds 20,000. Well, Democrats can't get 100 people to show up for a Joe Biden event or 50 people to show up for a Mike Bloomberg event. And oh, by the way, Trump has named him, what did he name him, a short Mike Bloomberg, tiny Mike Bloomberg, something like that. He should have named him Boring Bloomberg, because he is the most boring guy you've ever heard speak in your entire life. Mike Bloomberg is devoid of personality, charisma, or energy. And you will never be president without those things, and you can never beat President Trump without those things. Boring Bloomberg should be what you should name him, instead of Short Mike or Tiny Mike or something like that, because Mike Bloomberg is a short guy. So Trump is laughing at him. And it really is getting under Bloomberg's skin. But I think Boring Bloomberg would be even better of a nickname. And of course, as I said last week, maybe it should be Transgender Bloomberg, because his whole agenda is for transgenders to be in homeless shelters with women. Men who think they're women should be playing, you know, wrestling and softball with your daughters, should be in the locker room with your daughters, bathroom with your daughters. Everything about Bloomberg's agenda is transsexuals, 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 and we got to pay for their sex change operations with American taxpayer dollars. You know, if Jack wants to go up the hill and come down as Jill, it's weird, but that's okay. You can do it. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to do anything bad to you. But I'm not going to pay for Jack to become Jill. When Jack comes down the hill and he thinks he's going to be Jill, let Jack work 3 jobs and pay for it. Save up some money. It's not my job to pay for Jack becoming Jill or Jill becoming Jack. It's that simple. That's it. I'm not paying Jack. That's the whole idea. But Trump, I'm telling you, looks like, you know, there's a good chance he's going to nominate Bernie Sanders. There's a good chance he's going to win in Iowa. There's a great chance he's going to win by a landslide in the next big Democrat race, which is New Hampshire. He's winning by leading by 15 points there, leading by a comfortable 7 in Iowa. And you may get stuck with Bernie Sanders, and Democrats are panicking. They're panicking. And I think this is the perfect time for Trump to say, there is no region of this country that's blue. I'm going to go and campaign in every single area of this country and take the vote, because the average American, even in Illinois, even in Boston, even in New York, even in Philadelphia, even in San Francisco and L.A., they know that I'm right. They know the economy's great. They know we need a wall. They know wages are up. They know jobs are up. They know we've got prestige in the world. They know we've stopped terrorism. They know everything is better. And so it doesn't matter if it's New York and it's a blue state. If Trump campaigns at Madison Square Garden, 150,000 people show up for a venue that holds 15,000, 18,000. Same as Wildwood, New Jersey, right? New Jersey's a blue, deep blue Democrat state. 175,000 people wanted tickets to see Trump in a place that held, I think, like 10,000. Amazing. So start campaigning in all the Democrat areas. Go after the black vote. Go after the Hispanic vote. Even go after the Muslim vote. And yes, go after my Jewish people. Go after the Jewish vote. And take it to them. Scare the Democrats, right? There's no greater defense than a great offense. As Kansas City proved in the last 7 minutes of that Super Bowl yesterday. The best defense is a great offense. Take it to them. Even the best defense craters. The 49ers defense fell apart after dominating the entire game and the entire front line over Kansas City. They dominated the whole game until there were 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And then the offense took over and dominated the game. They threw right into the teeth of that tough 49ers D. It's exactly what Trump should do. And that's what's happening. According to the latest Zogby poll, the improving economy and voter anger at this partisan impeachment process is helping to boost President Trump's support among blacks, Hispanics, independents, and suburban women. And for the third straight poll, Trump is at 50% or higher overall approval rating. 51% in this poll nationwide. 51% approval. Same level, by the way, George Bush and Barack Obama had when they won re-election. So Trump is heading for an historic re-election. Here's the number with blacks. Strongly approve 11% of blacks and somewhat approve of Trump 11%. That's a 22% approval rating among blacks. Trump got 8% in the last election. You get 22 instead of 8, you win by a landslide, President Trump. Zogby's research shows Trump's beaten everybody in the Democratic primary, and there's a resurgence for Trump among independents, suburbanites, suburban women, black and Hispanic voters. A head-to-head matchup with Bernie Sanders. Trump wins with suburban voters over Bernie, 49-41. And among suburban women, Trump wins 50-37 over Bernie Sanders. With black voters, 22% Trump. Significant jump from 8%. Hispanic voters, Trump's average is 36%, up from 28% he won in 2016. And Hispanics should feel good about the economy. Trump beat the Democrat. Unreal. Take it to him. Have a rally in Madison Square Garden in San Francisco, President Trump. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2640. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in the world. world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I continue my radio-free and TV-free roots, huh? This is not like ABC, NBC, CBS. It's not even like Fox News, because I give you news you don't hear anywhere else. I dare you to tell me you heard this poll anywhere else. So a new poll's out, an AP NORC poll, N-O-R-C, 56% of Americans approve of President Trump's management of the economy, and 67% say the economy's in at least good shape. At least good shape. Many of them say great shape. For handling the economy, 56% approve, 43% disapprove. That's up from 44% at the same time in 2019. Survey was conducted January 16th through 21st. Remember, these are not even likely voters like Rasmussen. How would you describe the nation's economy? 67% said the economy is either very good, somewhat good, or lean towards good. Last year at the same time, 61% said the same thing. So dramatically up, only 33% of Americans said the economy is lean towards poor. By the way, someone told me in the break, I get so many emails from you guys, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. One of my fans sent me an email and said it's Mini Mike. That's what he's calling Bloomberg. Mini Mike. I knew it was Short Mike or Tiny Mike. Mini Mike. And Bloomberg evidently hates it. Just hates it. I've seen liberal reports. He's losing his mind. That's what Trump does. He gets under your skin. It's great. But I think he should move from Mini Mike to Boring Bloomberg. Or Trans Mike, for his transgender agenda. Another question is, how would you describe the financial situation in your own household? 69% said very good, somewhat good, or leans towards good, up from 62% in the same time frame last year. So Trump is kicking butt and taking numbers. And And when asked how motivated you are to vote in the election, 68% said extremely or very motivated. Ideologically, 29% of these people said they were liberal, 44% said conservative, 26% said neither liberal nor conservative, meaning independent. But everybody agrees the economy is doing great. And when you contrast that, as I ended last Friday, right? Didn't I end the show with a rant about how great it would be to have a matchup of Trump against Sanders? And Trump, during the Super Bowl interview, right, his interview right before the Super Bowl, truer words were never said. President Trump said, and I quote, of Bernie Sanders, I think he's a communist. And that's the problem. We're going back to the McCarthy days. You know, this guy is a real communist in our government. He's not afraid to say he's a socialist. And I want to give you an education lesson. Socialism and communism go together like apple pie and motherhood, like Chevrolet and the NFL. You know, I mean, apple pie and motherhood are American, right? They go together because they both remind you of America. Socialism and communism both go together because everywhere there's communism, there is a socialist economic system. Okay, you can't have one without the other. You know, you can't. There's never been a nation, to my knowledge, that has pure socialism without a communist system, political system. And there's never been a communist political system without socialism as the economic system. Some, like Bernie, love to quote, what is it, Sweden, Denmark, Norway. They're very liberal in Scandinavia. And they've got systems that are socialist light. But even they're done with their socialism. They're all going under. Their countries are going under. Their economies are going under in Sweden, Denmark, and Norway. They've let in too many foreigners. They've let in too many refugees. They've got massive crime. They've got bombings. And they've got too many people living multiple generations on welfare. And they can't afford it. The debt has gone so big. And these are countries, very small countries, very small population. And yet, they live on oil. They have tons of oil reserves. So it worked out great for quite a few decades. Now it's not working out so great anymore, and they're getting away from socialism, and Sweden is coming right back to capitalism. So real socialism was never implemented in those countries. Real socialism was implemented in the failed Soviet Union, the failed Communist People's Republic of China, the failed Venezuela, the failed Cuba under Fidel Castro, and they all had real communism as the political system and real socialism as the economic system. And Trump says Bernie's a communist, and you got to stick with that. Matter of fact, call him Communist Bernie. Commie Bernie. Comrade Bernie. Try to give you some good names, President Trump. I know you watch this show. Get used to this show moving to a different time, President Trump. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central, 7 o'clock West Coast time, starting on February 25th. All right. Run to the bathroom. Don't run to the kitchen to make a sandwich. Don't go surfing the channel. Our newest sponsor is coming up next. Great message from Prostate Guide for Men. You've seen all the ads out there for prostate pills. Are they all the same? This group has tested every single pill, and the results are shocking. And their guide costs $25 at Amazon. You get it free right here. Viewers of Wayne Allyn Root at Newsmax TV. Watch now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two people were killed and another injured in a shooting at a residence hall at Texas A&M University. Students and staff members on campus were asked to shelter in place as a precautionary measure as university police investigate the shooting at Pride Rock Residence Hall. Campus police say they found three victims who suffered gunshot wounds, two of which were confirmed dead. The third victim's condition is unclear. Rush Limbaugh, one of the most prominent radio hosts politically in the United States, said he's beginning treatment for lung cancer. Limbaugh told his radio audience that he was diagnosed with an advanced stage of the disease. He said the diagnosis was confirmed on January 20th. Limbaugh has been hosting the Rush Limbaugh Show nationally in syndication for 31 years. He's a Republican Party icon and a close ally of President Trump's. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the product.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a couple of things in this segment I want to focus on. Number one is the Super Bowl yesterday. There's a few things I want to say about it. And number two is Bernie Sanders, the old socialist. Some of my fans are calling him Moscow Bernie. I'll call him Comrade Bernie. Baryshnikov Bernie. There's another one my fans have been thinking about. But I mentioned earlier in the show, at least on my radio show, I can't remember if I got to it here in the TV show, but I mentioned an hour ago that it's kind of nice that Kansas City won the Super Bowl because Coach Andy Reid is clearly a fan of President Trump. Almost all football coaches, the players may not be, but the coaches are all President Trump fans. They're almost all Republicans. You know, I've been friends with so many coaches in my life. Lou Holtz, Mike Ditka, they're all Republicans. Lasorda, Tommy Lasorda, they're all Republicans. I guarantee you Joe Torre of the Yankees, Republican. Because they're disciplined guys. The players, they're running around, cheating on their wives, snorting cocaine, smoking pot, making millions of dollars, blowing all their money. They don't know from anything. They've never managed a checkbook in their lives. The coaches, different world. Not as much money. They know how to save some of that money. They're very disciplined. They try and teach the players how to be disciplined, how to be educated, how to empower them. And so a typical coach is a conservative. And Coach Andy Reid, coach of the Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs, says he will celebrate a Super Bowl win at the White House if invited. Now let's contrast that. And I also mentioned the commercial President Trump had, the commercial for Alice Johnson, the beautiful commercial when she gets out of prison. And come on, all of us as conservatives, you know, and let's face it, most Republicans and conservatives are white, middle-class conservatives and Republicans, right? It's just the way it is. And most black people in America are Democrats. You've got to be happy for this poor woman that was sentenced to life in prison for a drug offense, nonviolent. Nobody should go to prison for life. Or for decades for a nonviolent drug offense. I'm sorry. She's not a big coke saleswoman. She's not a big drug dealer. She isn't part of the Mexican cartel. And so I have a heart. And I grew up, you know, in an all-black town. Went to an all-black high school. Mount Vernon, New York on the Bronx border. You know, so many of my friends were African-American. And black people should not be put in jail for life because they committed a nonviolent crime. It's wrong. And America makes mistakes, and thank God, who solved the mistake? Not Obama. In 8 years, Obama did nothing for Alice Johnson. And in a minute, Trump turned the economy around. In a minute, Trump passed prison reform. So good job, President Trump. Great job. And great job, thank God, for Alice Johnson. So what's interesting is great commercial going after the black vote. I love it. But what's interesting is that Beyonce and Jay-Z and their daughter sat during the national anthem at the Super Bowl. And he's a big liberal and he hates Trump. We all know that. And I think he's a big praiser of the guys who kneeled, you know, for the national anthem, Kaepernick and his crowd. Beyonce is black. Jay-Z is black. They live in a country where they're now billionaires. Doesn't that kill their argument that America's not nice to people of color? Doesn't that make them embarrassed? You're sitting for the national anthem? You should be standing with your hand on your heart. Because this is the greatest nation in world history. And if you were in any other place, including the continent of Africa, you wouldn't be a billionaire today. Only in America can a former drug dealer, and everybody knows Jay-Z was a drug dealer. He talks about it all the time. He went from a drug dealer to a rapper to a billionaire business mogul. And I say, God bless him. I appreciate America for that. I'm not against it. But how can you be against it? That's my point. How disrespectful can you be? How blind, oblivious, and delusional can you be? How deaf and dumb can you be that you're a billionaire in America because of capitalism and because of American exceptionalism and not because of black people, because of all people? Lots of white people bought your music and are invested in your businesses. So this is not a racist nation. There are racists, but it's not a racist nation. And you have no reason nor right to sit in disrespect when the national anthem is played. None at all. President Trump's doing a great job for black Americans. And Jay-Z, you got it all wrong, man. And by the way, look at Kanye West, who loves Trump. He's another guy that must be a billionaire or close to it. The list of black Americans in the entertainment business, and even in business, like Robert Johnson, chairman of Black Entertainment TV Network, BET, you made it in America. And Trump's created an economy that's so great. Black Americans, what's to not like? What has black American block politicians done for you? Nothing. All right. So there's my Super Bowl rant. Now let's talk a little bit about Bernie Sanders. And I mentioned last week that moderate Democrats think Bloomberg's your answer. He's not your answer. His transgender agenda is as whacked out, as weird, as strange, and as extreme radical liberal, verging on communist socialist, as you're ever going to find. And it's actually more offensive than the communist rantings of Bernie Sanders. That's your moderate Bloomberg. And oh, by the way, he's a huge hypocrite. Bloomberg enjoys armed guards while fighting to disarm you and me. We shouldn't have guns, but he has armed guards. And don't forget, as mayor of New York, he's the guy that was such a control freak. He wanted to take away your big gulps. You couldn't drink big glasses of any sort of soda because he thought that was bad for you and it was making you fat. And by the way, he's probably right. It is bad for you. Soda's horrible for you. And it does make you fat. And it does give you diabetes. But what's great about America is you have a right to do it. How can you be such a despot, such a dictator, such a fascist? Love that Democrats call Trump a fascist and a dictator. When this guy Bloomberg was giving orders about how much salt could be in food in New York City restaurants and what size sodas you're allowed to buy. In America, you couldn't buy the right size, large size soda that you wanted because Mike Bloomberg was mayor. Amazing. But he's got armed guards while he's taking your guns away, and he probably drinks big gulps when no one's watching. And then just to show you, because we're segueing from Bloomberg to Bernie, Moscow Bernie, commie Bernie, comrade Bernie, Bernie Sanders spent $1.2 million on private jet travel in the last 3 months of 2019. $1.2 million on private jet travel. So there's two massive forms of hypocrisy going on here with Bernie, with this private jet travel. First of all, he condemns capitalism, but he rides around in private jets. So right off the bat, he's a rich liar. He wants to be rich. He doesn't want you to be rich. He's allowed to be rich. We can't. That's the first part. That's disgusting. But part number two is he's another liberal liar about the Green New Deal, about climate change, about global warming. He wants to destroy our entire economy in the name of global warming that doesn't exist and climate change, which kind of does exist because climate has always changed. On Sunday during the Super Bowl, it was 71 degrees and sunny in Las Vegas. It was the most perfect day you've ever felt. And I woke up this morning and it was 34 degrees outside with a wind of 30 miles per hour blowing. That's called climate change. It was hot yesterday. It was sunny yesterday. This morning it was cloudy and freezing. Climate changes. Climate's always changed. But you could destroy the American economy with your climate change ravings. But yet, if you believe so much in climate change, why aren't you on a donkey and a cart, Bernie Sanders? Why are you on a private jet? Why are you flying $1.2 million worth of private jets? There was a great editorial in the Wall Street Journal today. I love the Wall Street Journal. They're not always pro-Trump, by the way. They're very rhino establishment, big corporation supporting Republicans, country club Republicans, establishment Republicans, rhino Republicans. But most of the time, they're right. Most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, they're still right on the money. I still love my Wall Street Journal. And I pay through the nose for it, by the way. I didn't even realize till today. I'm paying over $500 a year for a subscription to the Wall Street Journal. I had no idea it cost that much until I looked at my, I was just looking at all my bills from last year to do my taxes. I had no idea. Every month I pay $44 for the Wall Street Journal. Can you imagine? So that's $440 and $44 and $44. So over $500 a year subscribed to the Wall Street Journal. But it's worth it because I've gotten many of my greatest ideas from the Wall Street Journal since I was a kid. and a very rich millionaire came to me and said, here's the key to getting rich, Wayne. Read the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal every day, and you will be successful and rich in business. I learned that when I was 19 years old from a multimillionaire. Gave me that knowledge. One of the friends of one of my classmates at Columbia's father. And I've read the Wall Street Journal editorials ever since then, and it changed my life, and I love them 95% of the time. And they had a story today about Oxford, the Harvard of Great Britain, the Harvard of UK. And the students there were protesting just last week that the school must divest of all their investments in stocks of oil companies, like Exxon and Mobil. And so you've got to get out because fossil fuel destroys the world. And the head guy, I think they call him the dean or the chancellor of Oxford, told him, no problem. I'll divest of all of our oil stocks if all of you are willing in the middle of the winter. We'll get rid of all of our gas, natural gas, that heats your dormitories, and you can live with no heat in the winter. And all the students were shocked and offended. I'm not going to live with no heat. And he said, well, if you won't sacrifice, why should we? Just like Bernie Sanders. If you're not going to ride a horse and a donkey cart, then why are you flying in private jets? Why should we give up our oil? All right. And why should you give up your hair? Joe Williams is next. Dr. Joe Williams. Great message. Don't change the channel right now. Great message. One of my best friends in the world of the last 20 years. And the number one hair restoration doctor in America. And you get a free Vegas vacation and a brand new full head of hair. Dr. Joe Williams. Right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Boar sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Root, I think I will... Wayne Root, raw and unfiltered, by the way. Shooting from the hip and speaking from the heart, as always. The conservative warrior. I'm always a conservative warrior and a middle-class warrior and a Trump warrior for you. American made, very proud of it. If you're shooting for peace, guess what? Check out War, Wayne Allen Root. Bernie Sanders tops the Iowa poll ahead of the caucuses. He shows a comfortable 7-point lead. In New Hampshire, he shows a 15-point landslide. Now, these are not the people of Iowa and the people of New Hampshire. These are the Democrat voters of Iowa and the Democrat voters of New Hampshire. And it helps to have really passionate supporters. That's what helped Trump in the 2016 Republican primary. Bernie has very passionate supporters. And it helps to have young college kids. College kids love Bernie. You know what it reminds me of? I had Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Press Secretary, on my show. Basically, number two spokesman for President Trump on my show today, my radio show. That's why you should be listening to my USA radio show, syndicated around the country. Either get it on your local channel or tell them to get it, the Wayne Allen Root Show, or on Unfiltered, or just click on usaradio.com and listen 3 hours a day, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. East Coast, 3 to 6 West Coast, 5 to 8 Central. So I had Hogan on, the president's spokesman. And I said, you know, Bernie reminds me of Adlai Stevenson, also George McGovern, also Walter Mondale. All of those lost in landslides. Adlai Stevenson lost in a landslide twice. I don't believe in the history of America anyone else ever lost for president in a landslide twice, right? He ran in 52 against Ike Eisenhower, and he lost by a landslide. So he ran again in 56 and lost by a landslide again. Eisenhower was a very popular guy, and we had a very prosperous country and a great economy, just like Trump now. Not controversial like Trump, would never say things Trump says. He wasn't tweeting in 1952. But having said that, very popular guy, Ike. People loved Eisenhower, General Eisenhower. So Adlai Stevenson was a true liberal believer from Illinois, senator from Illinois, just as liberal as Illinois is today, right? And he lost twice in a landslide. And this guy, Bernie Sanders, reminds me of that true liberal believer who's going to lose in a landslide, just as Adlai Stevenson did, just as George McGovern did in 72, just as Mondale did in, what year did Mondale lose? Probably 84, I think. 84. Jimmy Carter in 80 lost in a massive landslide. Another liberal, true believer. And then, of course, Jeremy Corbyn in England lost in a landslide just like a month ago to Boris Johnson, former mayor of London. Jeremy Corbyn is Bernie Sanders in every way. So John Kerry was heard talking in a restaurant in an Iowa hotel. And he said he's fearful that Bernie will take the whole Democratic Party down. The whole party down. He's going to win in Iowa. You'll find out those results tonight. And he's going to win in New Hampshire next week. Is it next week? I think it's next week. And so John Kerry, first of all, put out a tweet and then deleted it. He freaked out about Bernie and used the F word in a tweet. And then he deleted the message and reposted a cleaner version. And then he was heard freaking out in an Iowa restaurant, warning of the very real possibility of Bernie Sanders taking down the whole Democratic Party, down whole. And he actually said, maybe I'm deluding myself, and he used the F word, I'm effing deluding myself, but maybe I could potentially launch a run for president now that donors have the reality of Bernie surging in the polls. Democrats are scared out of their minds that Bernie Sanders might win the presidency. John Kerry using the F word twice in a tweet and in a conversation. And here's some conversation from Joe Biden supporters, his top aides. It's not going to be a great night. Biden allies are crestfallen as expectations in Iowa are lowered. They're just hoping against hope that he finishes in the top three in Iowa. In my opinion, even though he's got all the money and all the big backers, it's all over for Joe Biden. The only moderate who could beat Bernie is Bloomberg. It's not going to be Biden. It's all over for Biden. When he loses big in Iowa and New Hampshire in back-to-back Democrat primaries, it's over. And I don't care how hard they try and put the game plan back together again. It's not going to happen. Politico, this is interesting, because Politico is no conservative magazine. They say Democrats are already conceding Iowa to Trump. They have no chance to win Iowa's electoral votes. And here's what Democrat leaders are saying. Whoever wins Iowa in the caucus, they won't be back. You'll never see them again. Because there's no point in wasting time in Iowa. Because Donald Trump has a lock on Iowa. But here's what's important. Is how you know we're going to do well all over the country. Iowa was a Democratic stronghold in 88, 92, 96, and 2000. And then for Obama in 2008 and 2012. Iowa, Iowa, Iowa won Democrat every time. And now Trump's a lock in Iowa. I'm telling you, President Trump, have rallies in New York, in Boston, in San Francisco, in L.A., in Chicago. Let's go at it in the deepest blue states. All right, I'm headed out for the night. God bless all of you. Have a great night. Say a prayer for Rush Limbaugh. What a great guy. What a hero to the conservative movement. And a message coming up from my sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. With coronavirus out there, here's something that fights viruses, colds, flu, amazing stuff. My Doc Suggests Silver, next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.